This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, it's the post-debate hangover. And by hangover, I mean not that we had a great time yesterday and we partied it up and, you know, we really, really enjoyed the revelries and then the next day we're paying for it. By hangover, meaning we just feel like crap today, okay? I'm done with the debates. I'm glad that was the last one. But it was exciting. Many of you have asked me what's going on in Vegas. You know, because Vegas, UNLV is my alma mater. So I went to UNLV. And so it was really, it's very interesting where there would be some scenes in the news, some little clips of like a grassy knoll or a sidewalk. And immediately, it's not that I knew where it was because of what I saw, but it was something where when you've been there, it just, you know, so it was very interesting because I was kind of captivated by the news because, yeah, I walked those same, you know, sidewalks. It's my school, Thomas and Mack. You know, I watch basketball there. Thomas and Mack Center is amazing. It's one of the most beautiful stadiums, you know, for basketball or for even like Disney on Ice and a variety of shows. So it was, you know, pretty exciting. You know, there were some traffic issues. I saw a lot of cops. Sometimes I had to drive the speed limit. Many of the police, you know, I know there's a term for it where they start slowing down traffic by zigzagging and the police officer has their lights on and that everybody behind the police officer, I guess, has to drive slow while they kind of zigzag along, you know, just kind of slow traffic down. You see that a lot in L.A. And so I saw that for the first time in Las Vegas. So my guess is it's because maybe some of the candidates were coming. And so, yeah, it was a lot of excitement, a lot of hoopla, but the problem is this was the third debate, and I think a lot of us are exhausted. So it was really, really exciting that it was at least in my state, because I think a lot of people were, you know, a lot of people were, you know, already kind of getting sick of the subject. It was very interesting. There's a piece in the Las Vegas Sun talking about how the UNLV students kind of approached this. And they said some of the UNLV students felt a little left behind. And it's very interesting. The author is Ian Whitaker, a good journalist, and he was writing about how, you know, this was UNLV's biggest break. This was great. You had journalists, you had, you know, a lot of publicity, and UNLV was a great venue. So I really commend. I think it was a phenomenal venue for it, and I think the debate went beautifully and smoothly. But you had a lot of students there going, look, I'm, you know, where's Bernie? You know, a lot of students loved Bernie Sanders. And you had, you know, a lot of students were like, look, you know, we have debt. There's no, you know, security that we're going to have a job later. And so it was a very, very interesting piece that he wrote. Now, one of you had written me 2 days ago, Tim, wrote, why do the youth gravitate towards the oldest candidates? Ron Paul, Bernie Sanders, doesn't make sense. He writes, help us out and explain this one. That is interesting. Why are the millennials, why did Bernie or even Ron Paul capture the youth as much as they did? I mean, you would think these young kids would be all about Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande, but no. When you have a youth that is very politically charged and politically passionate, they're not going to fall for the young Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande type of figure. Okay? I think because again, you know, you could say, oh, yeah, I like Bernie Sanders and, you know, go about your day, you know, but I mean, the Bernie Sanders supporters, they showed up. They picketed. They, they made signs. They volunteered, which means if somebody is going to be a Bernie Sanders supporter or a Trump supporter or a Hillary Clinton supporter to that degree, you know, there's got to be a passion behind it. And so, you know, my guess is they really liked what he said, especially about the, you know, free college. And, you know, there's this misconception that young people don't like older people. That's wrong. When I was growing up, if I got to spend the day with my mother, my father, or grandma and grandpa, who do you think I would rather, or my sister or brother? Who do you think I would want? I definitely don't want to spend it with my sister or brother. Hell no. I wanted nothing to do with my parents. But grandma and grandpa, hell yeah. So I think there's an innate affinity for us to like older people. And maybe Bernie Sanders look kind of grandpa-ish. Donald Trump doesn't look grandpa-ish. And Hillary Clinton looks like the grandmother from hell. So you aren't getting, you know, a lot of the young people to bond with these two. They're not very bondable. But an older man like Bernie, whose hair, I could understand bonding with Bernie even more than Ron Paul. I mean, Bernie just seemed like that old grandfather that would kind of throw you some money and say, you know, leave my hair alone. This is the way my hair is. And, you know, say something off the cuff that would make you laugh. So I am not surprised that young people, you know, really were attracted to Bernie. The problem is you have a lot of people that are very now disillusioned with the process. A lot of talk about election fraud. And I don't know what happens in the voter booth. And I don't know much about IT and you know, what could happen. But, you know, when you do hear about, you know, how some of these, you know, protests were set up, and we expected that. You know, I mean, this has happened in politics for years. You let protesters purposely mess things up in either, you know, camp. That happens. And there's stages. There's people hoping their baby would get hit so they could catch him on camera saying the baby got hit. I mean, you know, stupid stuff like that happens. That's no surprise. But, you know, one thing about it, we're going to have Ron Futrell join us in just a minute for his commentary. It's really brought up a lot of question on, you know, how genuine, you know, has this election gone? And it's very frustrating. 1-877 Doc Deli, don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, I am a lover, not a political analyst, and I'm not even a good lover. So when it comes to analyzing the debate, I love having my political analyst, Ron Futrell, media personality and director of sales and marketing at Abbey Site. Ron, how you doing?
I'm a fighter, okay? And that was I was thinking of a lot of boxing analogies. I had to go Hagler Hearns. I was ringside for that. Ringside last. No. None of those. I'm not going to do any of those foolish analogies. Let me say this. Is the divorce final yet? Mom and Dad finally got the papers and just finished this thing up. I've never been through a divorce personally. My parents have still been married after almost 70 years. I don't know what it's like personally to go through a divorce, except for this. This feels like two bickering parents that are just bitching at each other. At each other nonstop and just bickering and can't get along. And you just want to just leave the house. Just both of you just go somewhere.
No, you're right. It was very uncomfortable.
No, you're loving it. Hey, yeah. Shut up.
You know, I don't think last night, obviously, I don't think these debates do anything anymore. I think everybody has made their mind up. But you know, they did bring up some very, very interesting points. You know, Donald Trump, let's say, not agreeing to endorse her officially. I have to say, I'm probably one of the only few people that said his answer probably made a little bit of sense. Because if there is fraud, and you say, yeah, no matter what, I'm not going to call her on it, and he really thinks, and as these emails are coming out, thinks that there is, you know, fraud being done on multiple levels, how could he at this point say, yeah, I'm not going to go after, her despite, you see where I'm getting at with this? Rod, you there?
Yes, okay. Are you there? Yes, yes. Yeah. Okay, listen, you got me now?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, let's talk fraud for a moment. What do we know about fraud in elections? The best thing we know about fraud in elections through a WikiLeaks email was that the Democrat National Committee, the DNC, fixed and rigged their own primary election in Hillary's favor against Bernie Sanders. 5 people were fired from the DNC after that, including Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the chairwoman, who is now working for the Hillary Clinton campaign. She was just fired for fixing and rigging an election. We know that. That's a fact. Nobody has denied it from the DNC. She lost her job over it and got hired by Hillary right away. Right there is enough reason to go, huh? Well, they just did it. They just did it to Bernie Sanders. They did it to one of their own. Would they do it to Donald Trump? Hell,
right.
Of course they would. Right there is enough to go, yeah, see, I'm suspicious. Now, and also the Project Veritas leaked video, the covert videos that James O'Keefe did that the media, interesting enough, that the old media refuses to show this, ABC, NBC, CBS, very little, if any, of this, of Democrat operatives talking about rigging and fixing and fraudulently fixing elections for the last 50 years and bragging about it. What else do you want? This is just the last 2 weeks that this stuff has come out. What else do you want? They blame Donald Trump for attacking the democracy of the nation? Have you been watching any real news lately? I emphasize real news lately. And it's out there. It's real.
So, you know, who prosecutes? I mean, who does, I mean, is it the Attorney General? Is it the Secretary of State? If this is happening and if obviously, you know, things don't go Trump's way and he wishes to, to take this, who does he go to?
Oh, good question. Yeah, you don't go to the media. The media doesn't care about those two. That what I just mentioned there is a lead story in any other real newscast, and it's over and over again. And not just a lead story, but they go junkyard dog on it, meaning they just don't let go. They just attack it until heads roll and answers are given. But the media has chosen instead to not do it. So I don't know who you go to. You go to the American people? You go to not this attorney general, not a Hillary attorney general, or Department of Justice. You don't go there. I mean, the Obama Department of Justice refused to prosecute Black Panther guys standing outside of polling places in Philadelphia with clubs, intimidating voters. So we're good. Great question, and I wish I had an answer for you. I do not. You take it to the American people like Reagan did and hope that that's effective.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're in PR and the media and politics. And so, you know, a lot of us are feeling Trump has kind of been sinking, obviously. And he's been on defense. And we've talked about this, where you never want to have to continually play defense. What would you recommend he does in this last 2 weeks?
Good question. You know, what he does, I mean, stay on offense. I mean, I think Trump voters, what I perceive what Trump voters liked about him is that finally there was a candidate, a Republican candidate that went on offense and didn't pull John McCain or Bob Dole and sit there, you know, and go, well, woe is me. And of course, Mitt Romney to some degree that just sat there and said, you know, just took it when it came to them. So he's got to stay on offense, you know. And what Hillary does is what she keeps, she stays in bed. Because, you know, no, she, that's what she does. If I were advising her, I'd say the perception is, and I don't know that it's true, so I have to really emphasize that word perception.
Right.
The perception is that Trump is out there blowing himself up because that's what the media tells us is going on. I'm not so certain about that. I don't know. We don't know with this election. This is unlike any other election. Holy, let me say this. Now, there's a Rasmussen poll out today that has Trump up 3 points that doesn't get mentioned. Go to Rasmussen.com, very credible, probably the most credible source for polls in the country, year after year after year, has Trump up 3. Mm-hmm. But if you watch the old media, the template that is being preached there is this race is over. You know, what does Trump
right.
do?
Right. It's not over. Right.
And Brexit was, remember, oh, this is pretty recent history here, folks. Back this summer, June, July, Brexit was over, and that was going to be a 7 to 8% vote was going to stay in for Britain to stay with the European Union. Of course, it ended up going the other direction. I'll say right. this polling is much more difficult. It's not near as scientific as it used to be. Partly because people don't have home phones, and mainly because people don't have home phones anymore. You don't poll on cell phones much. Polling is very difficult right now, and it's going to get more difficult. So for me to say I don't trust the polls is, I guess it's a basic conservative thing to say. But at the same time, there is a real reason not to trust polls because they're just tougher to get accurate. At this point.
For those who join us, we're talking to Ron Futrell, political analyst, media personality, and director of sales and marketing at Avisite. You know, from the psychological standpoint, it's all, I love psychology and I have a background in it. You know, you brought up, and we're kind of close in age. I don't ever remember an election being this disgusting, being this, I mean, you know, Mitt Romney was pretty clean. I mean, he they mudsling the best they could with him, but this is really gotten, you know, into the gutter with naked statues. There's naked statues of both. I think it's ridiculous to have a naked statue of Hillary and a naked statue of Donald Trump. I mean, what do you think other countries are? I mean, do we look like the biggest joke? How do we recoup and show that, look, you know, we have our poop together? We look like we're a bunch of, you know, mudslinging yellow journalism. We look like a bunch of, I don't know, kindergartners. That's how I see it.
We do, yes, and I'll say with my divorce analogy at the top, but the nastiness is not equal. It is not 50-50
right.
in this thing.
Yeah.
It just isn't. And I'll use the Saul Alinsky Democrat Rules for Radicals, which is destroy your opponent and do not talk issues. Destroy your opponent personally. Good example of that is what the Democrats are now doing to Julian Assange, destroying him personally over the WikiLeaks. They love him. No more than 2 or 3 years ago when he was leaking stuff that they liked. He was their hero. Now all of a sudden, Julian Assange has turned into a horrible villain, and they are destroying him personally because he dared to do this. And with leaks, do I have a moment to talk about journalism and leaks?
Yeah, you know what? Can you stay on? We're coming up to a
quick,
can you stay on? All right, don't go away. Guys, we're going to be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Rebel up. So excited that UNLV hosted the debate last night, and even more excited that that is the last of the debates. So on the line with us is our political analyst, Ron Futrell, also director of sales and marketing at Avisite and media personality. So, Ron, we were talking about the WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. Please go ahead and finish your thought.
Yeah, here's my theory, Annalise. Let's go here. There have been, you and I are old enough to remember Daniel Ellsberg and there's Watergate, those sort of things. Leaks, there's infamous leaks that have happened over the years, now the WikiLeaks and others. What the media traditionally does, and this shows bias here, what I'm going to say, with the Democrats and the media, what the media traditionally does is they don't care about the source if the content is substantial. Okay? The source, did anybody stole the Pentagon Papers? It was a little bit, it was a footnote, but they didn't really care because what he said was important. Stop the Vietnam War, especially to the left at that time. It was on that side of the aisle. Same thing with Watergate. didn't really care who Deep Throat was or where they got that. It was a little cursory, interesting thing. The most important thing was the content. What did he say? Now, but what's happened here has gone upside down and backwards in that now, and Hillary has done this, and she will be called a great politician for doing this. It's deceptive and dishonest is what it is. What she's done is gone from the content, and she's used the media effectively to do this, and the media is willing, is a willing participant in this. Instead of talking about the content of these emails, and there is so much stuff there, they have gone to the other side of it and gone, well, let's blame the Russians. It's the Russians, blah, blah, blah. So our intelligence says it's the Russians. Well, is that the same intelligence that told us there were nukes and chemical weapons in Iraq mm-hmm. before the war? That same intelligence that they hated just recently for being ineffective and not being accurate, now they're trusting them 100%. So everything is asked backwards on this thing. And as a journalist, here is my rule, because over the years, I've gotten many leak stories, and I've been tried by many people to use me for leak stories. My first assessment is, what is the content? Is this substantial? Is it valuable? Is it important? And then look at the source, and then find out and investigate that. But if it's substantial, that's the story. That is the story, not how you got it. And that's what journalism typically does. But in this case, they have thrown that rule out and have said, no, we're not going to talk about the substance of the WikiLeaks emails. We want to talk about where they came from and the Russians, because that benefits Hillary, supposedly. And that is malfeasance. That is journalistic malpractice. I'll just leave it at that. That is journalistic malpractice, exclamation point.
No, and you know, I remember the very, very first time they said a star was dead. And, you know, me being in the media, you're like, oh my gosh, you know, and, you know, I start mourning that person online. And it was the very first time I had no idea that somebody would sit there and lie. And like, remember Chum Lee, Macaulay Culkin. Oh. So there's been all this. And so I learned very, very early on, and the source that I received it from, who was a journalist, after that happened, and I'm like, I can't trust anything they post because they don't double check their work. And I'm thinking, well, because I'm, you know, I trust that journalist, it's a good story. And so I think there's an integrity, there's a ethics, there's a responsibility that we have in journalism to make sure that we, I should finish my thoughts, to make sure that we fact check and we, you know, present the facts. But you're right, sensationalism overrides truth. And that's just the way it is. I mean, I don't know how future elections are going to be after this last circus. And everything that happened with this. I don't know if it's that, you know, we're depressed that it's Trump versus Hillary, or that, you know, Hillary could win. It's that we don't want to go through this every time there's an election.
Well, in every election, and I can see, again, I've been old enough, so every election, the media has gotten more and more leftist and been more and more empowered because they've been able to control elections. The media has just given up on this one. I mean, of this, there is no dispute that they have just said, well, we're all in. We're all in, and we're all in for one candidate, and we're going to choose that candidate. I know, and we know which candidate that is. I know people that are voting for Trump just because they're angry at the media trying to affect an election to this degree. Mm-hmm. And let me say this about the finger on the nuclear button issue that keeps coming up. Unfit for the presidency, finger on the button. Can you trust him with nukes? And can you? Wow. What election does that sound like? That was 1979, 1980 in that range, which was Reagan. What the left said about Ron, I just hear those echoes over and over again. What the left and the media said about Ronald Reagan was exactly the same thing they're saying about Donald Trump today, which makes me go, whoa, okay, we've heard this before. And what was the result of Reagan? Was he brought peace to the world. Period.
Yeah. Security.
He brought peace and security to the world. He was one of the greatest presidents, I believe, of our generation. And many of the same things being said today about Trump were the same things said about Reagan. Now,
that's fascinating.
I don't think Trump is Reagan, by the way. I don't think that. But we're hearing that same tune. and it failed then and it was wrong then, I don't know what the reaction is going to be, because Trump is a crazier character than Reagan was, you know. So there again, major differences between the two, so don't confuse that.
Yeah.
But
now,
that's
Now, you know, Ron, it's interesting. You sparked something yesterday when I was, maybe you could shed some light on this. When I was watching the debate, Hillary goes into this discussion where there's a 4-minute window and I got so distracted by her talking about this 4-minute window that I didn't really hear her complete her thought. I think she was talking about from the time Obama or whoever the commander in chief makes the decision to the time that it gets enacted. And I was thinking, was that something that was supposed to be private? Was that a very highly classified piece of information? Or is this something that everybody knows about, that there's some 4-minute window between a decision being made and the actual nuclear button being pushed?
Yeah, I was confused on that as well. And I think what she was trying to do there was just act like she knew something that nobody else did. She's so important.
Yeah.
She knows something that you don't know. And I'm not going, and she's not going to bother to explain it. And that's what I thought when I saw that, was, okay, that's what she's trying to do here. And
but I mean, was that classified? Was that, I mean,
No, that's a very good point. I know, why does that matter? I mean, she's not been prosecuted for mishandling of classified information to this point.
Yeah.
She's never gonna be prosecuted for that if she hasn't at this point. And so, that's what I thought when I heard that. We do know this, and this ain't classified, is that Hillary Clinton, when the call came in for Benghazi, I don't know how many minutes she had, hours she had in the window to be able to respond to that, failed to, with a 5 p.m. phone call that came to her office that we've got Americans in trouble, in horrible trouble, and in fact became deadly in Benghazi, and she ignored their call for help. Now,
maybe she was watching The Celebrity Apprentice.
She may have been watching Trump on TV. Okay, but the argument has been made that, well, they couldn't have got there in time, to which that's one of the most asinine arguments I've ever heard in my life. Because how long do you know? How do you know when a battle begins how long that battle is going to take? You don't know, and you don't know how big it's going to be or how bad it's going to be. What you do know is that you respond right away. She did not. I could easily make the argument that she had her chance at national security and she blew it tremendously there. You can argue then to take your chances on somebody that at least hasn't blown it when it comes to national security.
Ron,
and that was a national security issue there. Thanks.
Yeah, yeah. Ron Futrell, thank you again for joining us. I love your comment. Thank you so much for walking us through last night's circus. All right, we'll be in touch. We'll have you back on soon.
Always my pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. All right, guys. Red Bull, being able to treat psychosis. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, many of you guys self-medicate, and I know you do. I self-medicate. I self-medicate with chocolate. If ever I'm in a bad mood, I go and reach for the chocolate. And I've even started to reach for some coffee. When I'm tired, if I feel like I don't have the stamina that day, I go and I reach for some coffee. What I haven't done yet, and I gotta tell you, I see how enticing it is reaching for Red Bull. And many of you, especially many people in radio, use Red Bull.
especially for your early hours. You got to get up early to prep. You have to, you know, be on your game. You have to be quick-witted. You have to be fun. So, you know, Red Bull seems to give you that big dose of caffeine, and it seems to do the trick. Well, unfortunately, Red Bull comes with a lot of caffeine, and the bolus that you take in can be very, very dangerous. And we've heard of cases of people taking these energy drinks, taking them in, and then unfortunately putting them into a cardiac arrhythmia, like atrial fibrillation. Remember, when you drink a cup of coffee, it's hot, and you drink it slow. You sip your coffee. With the exception of maybe an espresso shot, you basically drink your coffee slowly. Red Bull is room temperature or cold, depending on how you drink it, especially if you had Jaeger. So unfortunately, with that, you're going to down it very quickly, and so the body is going to be getting what we call a bolus of caffeine. So we've been telling people to stay away from it, all right? And we've been telling you that when it comes to these energy drinks, and there's tons of them out there, not just Red Bull, to use caution and make sure you're checking your heart. Well, today, or actually, I should say this week, we got some very interesting news, where Red Bull may actually be able to treat a new onset psychotic episode. And why? Because there's an amino acid in it. Taurine. T-A-U-R-I-N-E. This taurine, I guess, is a modulator of neurotransmitters. It can either mildly inhibit or it can mildly excite. And so what they found is taurine can be a mildly inhibitive, cause an inhibitory effect on the hyperexcitability brain, the hyperexcitable brain during a psychotic episode. And so these were Australian scientists, that what they did is they gathered a group of 121 patients aged 18 to 25 years old with early stage psychosis in Melbourne, Australia. And then what they did is they gave them 4 grams of taurine, which is kind of 4 times what is found in a typical can of Red Bull. And they said that this level was safe. And they found that it dampened down the excitable brain states, and it appeared to help treat their psychosis. Now, what does that mean for you or I? I get very, very scared and concerned, you know, whenever I read something like this on air, because many of you say, well, gosh, you know, my mom is totally psychotic, or my dad is, so I'll just hand him a Red Bull every time he goes through, you know, his psychosis. Psychosis has to be very delicately diagnosed, okay? Unfortunately, people throw around the term psychosis all too many times, okay? A psychosis is a very generalized term for, you know, a condition where the brain is not acting normally and your thoughts, your emotions are impaired. But the key to psychosis is you're not really connecting with reality. You've lost, quote unquote, a contact with external reality. With psychosis. So some of you may look at your sister or your brother, let's say going into a manic phase, where they're starting to yell and they're all of a sudden going through a cleaning frenzy and they just spent $2,000, you know, at Walgreens when they didn't need to. And you're like, okay, she's psychotic. Let me give her a Red Bull. If you do anything like that where you give an energy drink, okay, et cetera, you could throw them into a higher mania. So you need to be very, very cautious. Okay, you know, same thing with, you know, when somebody does have a psychotic episode, I always like to look at the why. You know, many people think, okay, well, if somebody has mental illness, then it's mental. You can't do anything for them. There's really not a lot of medications out there. They're going to be like that for life. And no, many times there's actually very organic causes of this. Medications, right? Medications could do it. Thyroid issues, hormone issues, calcium being off, a variety of salts being off. You know, when your sugar drops drastically low, you know, are you going to slur your words?
Are you going to look like you're not really connected to reality? So, when you do have somebody that you think is, let's say, dealing with some sort of quote-unquote mental illness, you take them to your doctor. You take them to the regular doctor, your medical provider, PA, nurse practitioner, and let them evaluate them. Let them run some tests. Then, of course, I love psychiatry. I love getting them involved with a psychiatrist who could spearhead a lot of the counseling and the psychology and any medications that may need. Now, unfortunately, we're seeing that many people that do have mental health issues are stuck in the ERs longer than we know. Now, why is that? You know, they say here in this one study, nearly 1 in 5 children each year suffers a psychiatric illness, but because of a shortage of medical specialists and inpatient facilities, many go untreated. And new research has found that they sit in the ER much longer than people with physical ailments. Why is that? Researchers found that about 6% of all emergency room patients had a psychiatric condition. More than 20% of these psychiatric patients were admitted to the hospital, compared with only 13% of the medical patients. 11% of these patients with mental health problems required transfer to another facility, compared with 1.4% of patients with physical ailments. And they said the percentage of mental health patients that had to sit in the emergency room for over 24 hours was 1.3%. 23% were stuck in the ER for at least 6 hours. One is how trained are we? As medical providers, how trained are we in psychiatry? And we're going to be talking about in the next hour what we need to do to excite more medical providers to want to go into psychiatry. But, you know, when I was an ER doc, and, you know, if there's somebody with a cardiac condition or somebody else that is very severely depressed, I should worry about death in both of them. But who am I going to bring back? Okay, I'm going to bring back the one having the heart attack. Because you think, okay, yeah, somebody who has severe depression can die, but they aren't going to die in the next 60 seconds. So what happens in an ER is you triage and you jump on the patients that could unfortunately crump. And as you look at lawsuits and medical liability and responsibility, you know, if you let somebody die of a heart attack, you know, in your ER, you rarely have somebody kill themselves in the ER waiting room. So, obviously, you know, staff and crew is going to try to save that heart attack patient. Okay, so now another one rolls in, or now a car accident patient. So that person sitting there, unfortunately with severe depression, gets passed up. All right. Now, somebody could say, well, Dahlia, that patient should be taken care of by the regular doctor. What are they doing walking into an ER with severe depression? What if their regular doctor or regular medical provider isn't available? What if that medical provider did the best they could and the person is still having severe depressive episodes? Now, we know as ER physicians what to do if somebody comes in with a psychosis or a severe depressed episode or any sort of episode. You know, we're well versed on that, but we're going to probably take somebody who's bleeding out before them. 1-877 Doc Dahlia, don't go away.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.